First, I just want to say I'm not worthy to be up here at all, talking about God at all. John the Baptist said he wasn't even worthy to latch at Jesus' shoes, and I'm not worthy at all to be up here. So please don't look at me or focus on me. Just focus on what the little bit God gave me here, and focus on what He's saying, because it's, I can't do anything without Him. And thank God for the preaching already, Bill. I wish you just kept going. That was great. And Michael, I'm glad you here tonight, and the songs and what you said there. So I'm gonna start here. I didn't even plan on this part, but just hearing the little bit there, you know, about sin and ready for this world to be over. You know, Michael's ready for it. You know, me and him, we've been through a fight, and his is just getting started. Mine was about 7 years ago now. But thank the Lord for all He's done, and it's only Him, and it's only Him. And I thank Him for keeping me and Peyton safe and all He's blessed. And Lord, I pray for, you know, her and her family. And, you know, sometimes I got mad and frustrated and mad at the guy. If you don't know, yes, my wife left me and divorced me for another man. But, you know, and I'd get mad at God. Why? But it's not God, you know. And I'd wonder, why ain't God doing anything? But God's long-suffering, and that's what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to love them that hate me, love them that did that. I'm supposed to be long-suffering, that God's long-suffering. He wants everybody to have time to repent. You know, I want them to come back tomorrow too, but I do have some lost family that needs saved, and we need to be long-suffering, and it's tough. I'm ready for them to come back tomorrow too. But the Lord is long-suffering, that no one should perish. But here's what, as Brother Michael was talking there, and then Bill, you know I want to be a tree that flourishes, Lord. I want to be in the house of God. And the world we're living in, it's easy to get drug away. You know, there's so many things pulling us different ways. And I'll say, even months ago, I wasn't where I am now. And I could be back tomorrow if we don't stay focused in the Word of God and in the house of God and being with God's people. And I'm just give God the praise and glory for all He's done, and ask Him to continue to bless. But and this wasn't in anything I was going to do. So this is Exodus 14, very familiar scripture, as Bill always says. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth Roth there between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, and the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And you know, that did happen. They followed after him. And we're talking about the people of Israel. That was their families. It was us, me and my daughter, and, you know, your families. But Pharaoh got his armies after just regular people. And he thought he was going to go back and get them, you know. But the Lord had hardened his heart. He had tried so many years to get Pharaoh to turn and let the people go. He sent so many signs and so many plagues and different things, but Pharaoh just would not turn. And finally he said, that's enough. And one day, he's going to say, that's enough here. You know, Bill talks about it every week. You know, America's in bad shape, and we are, you know. But the Lord, one day, every knee's going to bow. I don't want to wait till then, though. I want to do it now. And that's what we want for America. We want them to turn back to God before it is too late. Just like Pharaoh here. He chased after them, and the Lord got his honor, and he wiped them all out, you know. Just at His word, at His will. And the people of Israel, man, they were, you know, saved by God. And us, if we follow God, we don't have to worry about these things. You know, it is tough. The news, everything's out there trying to pull us away. But if we just focus on God, one day He's going to take care of us, and we're going to be out of this world. But I was just thinking of that there. You know, God's still the same God that was there when He parted the Red Sea and save the people of Israel. He's still the same God today that He was back then. And He can still save us and take care of us. And I thank Him for it and give Him praise and glory for that. So let's just focus on God and stay after following Him. Focus on Him, and we won't be as worried about the troubles of this life. And I get blinded and get worried about it myself. And thank the Lord I need to keep doing better. And thank the Lord I'm in His Word right now. But, you know, maybe in a couple of days I won't be. I need this daily work to stay fighting after the faith and trying to do what God wants for us here. But we'll start over here now. I just wanted to throw that out there and talk a little bit about that as they were talking. 1 John 4:9. And I might flip a little bit tonight, okay? I am very nervous, so prayers appreciated. I just want to do what God wants me to do. We've been talking in Sunday school about a willing vessel. So when Bill asked me Sunday morning in front of everybody, I was like, man, a little scared. But, you know, I just had to be a willing vessel. So please don't look at me. Just focus on the Lord. It says in here, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And God, you know, I can't, you know, just fathom it, thinking that He sent His only Son to die on that cross for us. Just looking over there, you know, Jesus came to this world, and the world accepted Him not, and they're still not doing it today. You know, but He came so that we would all have a chance to get right with Him before it was too late. And just thinking how He took those nails in His hands and feet, I just can't believe it. And those people that were, you know, nailing Him to the cross, He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And I get mad just at anything, but the Lord said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So Jesus did that because it says in the Bible that everyone has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Bill was just talking about it a minute ago. So we had to have a way back to God. So we couldn't do it. So this is why Jesus came. But we still have a choice to make. Who we're going to follow? Are we going to follow God and His ways? Or are we going to go the way we want to go? So I'm going to turn over to Galatians 5 here. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderings, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So it plainly tells us that we do have to live right, and we're supposed to seek to follow to do right. You know, I'm not my own anymore. After we come to the knowledge of God, you know, we all have a testimony, a unique one once we come to God. Mine's different than Larry's. Larry's is different than Bill's. But we all had the same problem. We were all going to hell. You know, I never really had a problem drinking, you know, or smoking or drugs or anything like that. I've never even smoked a cigarette to this day. But I was still going to hell if I didn't turn to God. The things that I did with the fornication, you, the girls was my problem. And not saying, you know, I was sleeping around with a bunch of girls, but having sex before marriage with who I was with, saying I loved them. Man, I didn't love them. I wouldn't be the man of God I should have been, you know. So I was going to hell just like the drunk is, just like the gay is. We all have the same problem as sin. And if we don't turn to God, hell's our home. And it says right there, you can't inherit the kingdom of God if you do those things. So that's just my message tonight, that me, you know, I was in sin, you know, living in sin. And I got saved when I was about 8 years old. And I remember that night the preacher was preaching on hell. And he was talking about what hell was, you know. And our kids today, I worry. And, you know, I've tried to teach Peyton at home, but, you know, not many churches like like Mount Vernon, and I thank God for Mount Vernon and Bill that stands on the Word of God and is going to talk about it. But hell's a place you don't want to go. And I remember that night he was preaching on hell and that, you know, you got to be saved. You got to know who God is. You got to repent from your sins, walk away from them, and follow after God. And that hell, you know, it's a dark place. It says outer darkness, flame and fire, you know, gnashing of teeth. Gnashing teeth, you ever been in so much pain you grind your teeth? That's what gnashing your teeth is. You're hurting so bad. And it says forever and ever. I mean, there's no hope. The rich man and Lazarus, you know, the rich man died not knowing God, and he begged for just a drip of water on his tongue because it's hot, you know, and it says outer darkness. And I remember being at a service one time, and they were talking about black fire. And they had seen it, actually, in a steel mill there. They could produce it. They can make it, you know. And, you know, reading a little bit about black fire and saying it's so hot, it's called black space, dark space. And it's so hot, it's black. So, you know, hell is outer darkness. I wouldn't imagine just being somewhere. You ever hear someone screaming when they're in pain? I don't like to hear it, you know. I hate hearing a little baby scream. I hate hearing anybody scream when they're in pain. Accidents, people in a bad accident, or they break their arm or something like that, and they're screaming, hurting. I couldn't imagine being in outer darkness, being pitch black, hearing screams, pain, just people screaming at the top of their lungs, and you can't even see in front of your face because it's so black. And there's no hope for you once it's there. So we have to follow God and repent of our sins before it's too late. So this is what my message was tonight, of walking after the Spirit and not the flesh. And, you know, I've been going back and forth, not knowing exactly where to go, but I kept having to go back, and that's where I feel like I was going to be. And we turn over here to Matthew chapter 7. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Then it goes on, we'll go down to 21. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whoever doeth the sayings of my book, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That's just saying. It's not about just saying. Everybody in America today that I talk to is a Christian, or they know God, and I see it on Facebook and social media. Every day of my life I get on there, they'll be having a Bible verse today. The next day, they're out partying, or they'll be preaching about, you know, asking for prayer. But then the next day, they're drinking or partying, and I'm thinking, man, they just don't know, you know. And I remember times that I, you know, was stepped out on God. And if I died in my sin, I would have been in hell too, because I wasn't following God. I knew to do better, you know. You know to do right and don't do it. It's sin. Bill just told us a minute ago. So we just need to really think about these things and take them serious for our kids. I've been worried about Peyton for a couple months and really, you know, thinking, man, what in the world is going on? You know, how do I teach her? You know, how do I do it? But I have to be the example. And that's what God calls all of us to be for our kids. And we need to prepare them for the times that are coming. Because it says, you know, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, not following God. And I see it. Not many people I know go to church. You know, not many people I interact with every day go to church. And the ones that do, they don't believe. They believe they can live any way the rest of the week. And it's just not what I read here. And it's sad. And we need to be praying for them, pray for our friends, and be the light and the witness that we need to be, that when God comes back, they're ready. Or if they die, you know, in their sin, they're going to hell. And I need to have a burden myself. I'm really talking to me tonight because, you know, just a few months, I wasn't where I was right now. You know, and I don't want to go back. I want to keep going forward. I want to keep get growing, like you were preaching about earlier, Bill. I want to keep growing and becoming better. And we just need to focus on God because the devil throws so many things out at us. I mean, me personally, there's shows I like on TV. There's things I want to do, things I want to do on my phone. And it's easy not to read. But, you know, it's been like this from the beginning. You know, they didn't have social media back then, but people still didn't want to. Now, the devil's just got so many more tools, but we could use them for good if we follow him and put him first and not make those things our God, you know. Phones can be great. I couldn't go without my phone. I need to be able to contact people, but it don't need to be my God. I shouldn't sit there and be on it all day instead of reading the Word of God or praying or talking to my daughter and letting her play on the phone all day. We need to be focused, teaching our kids about what's right and each other, and not watching TV all day. We can turn off the TV, read the Word of God to get closer to God. I know me, it's easy to go home. I'm tired, had a bad day. I want to sit down and think. You know, Bill, you always talk about it. You know, we want to make excuses, and that's it. That's all it is, an excuse. We need to make time for God because he's done so much for us. And I can't tell you the blessings that he's gave me in my life, especially, you know, in these last 7 years I had. After my wife left, it was tough there for a while. And I think, like I said, I thank God Michael's here and, you know, a man of God. And I know God's going to take care of you, brother. I know it. And, you know, it's only by the grace of God I'm here at church. You know, many people that go through these things, they turn to alcohol. They turn to other women. They turn to, you know, going down the path they shouldn't. But we need to focus on God, and he will take care of his people. You know, just like he did the Israelites back then when Pharaoh was coming against them. He took care of them. He saved them out of an impossible situation without God. And God is still that same God today, and he can do it for us today if we turn to him. You know, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, then I will heal his land. But that's all I got, brother. Thank you.